This is Passport to Texas. Texas reefs once held what seemed like an endless supply of oysters, but times have changed. Over the years, the daily sack limits have been cut back.
It used to be 150 sacks a day.
Mauricio Blanco has been an oyster man in Lavaca Bay for 30 years.
Now, they went down from 150 sacks to 90 sacks, and then from 90 sacks, they went to 50 sacks. This year, the state limit is 30 sacks. So every year, we're getting less and less and less. And the bad part is the fuel, it don't go down. It goes up and up.
In a Parks and Wildlife TV segment that airs the week of May 26th, viewers visit the coast where a section of Galveston Bay receives much-needed TLC in the form of new reef bottom. Bill Rodney is a natural resource specialist with the agency.
Recent science has indicated that most oyster reefs are operating right on the border of sustainability. Everybody realizes that something needs to be done. The key to restoring the habitat is putting fresh culch out there. Culch could be any materials that oysters can grow on.
Witness the rebirth of an oyster reef and the measures taken to ensure the success of the resource and those who depend on it. On our Parks and Wildlife TV series, the week of May 26th on PBS. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.